You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You've been at country for a long time, and the reason that we get a weekly update is because there's a lot of stuff trending in the country world.
Yeah.
And I always have questions. So I'm so glad that we have a story that Chelsea's going to provide and Country Tom with our expertise.
Well, yeah.
And once again this week, I will try to shed some light on it. In spite of your presence.
That's why we have you in. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Well, the big news in the country world right now is Dolly Parton has declined her Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination. She does not want to be a part of it. She says she doesn't feel worthy. She says even though she's extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated, she doesn't feel like she's earned that right. But she's hoping they'll consider her again later if she ever puts out like a rock album.
Mm-hmm.
So she just doesn't feel like she's worthy enough.
I saw that. I still don't. What do you think? Let's ask the expert first.
I don't believe she should be in.
Oh. Yeah.
She is one of the most influential entertainers, and forget country, just she's one of the icons of the entertainment industry and of the country. She is a country artist, songwriter, and performer, and while she has a very broad appeal, people know who Dolly Parton is. Her creds in rock and roll and to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has it goes over all genres.
Well, Johnny Cash is in it, right?
I believe so. Yeah. But he was a little bit more rock based.
Johnny Cash was a hillbilly who did rockabilly, and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and a number of other artists in the 50s with Sam Phillips at Sun Records. They set that tone along with Elvis Presley of doing rockabilly. And so they kind of crossed over, and eventually they all kind of found their way through country music. But they started out as what back then was called rock and roll music.
Okay, well.
Well, there's one thing you did miss.
And what,
in all of this, Country Tom, and I know you're our expert, but there is one thing that we miss. The most iconic thing about Dolly Parton.
Her hair?
I mean, yeah, her hair is okay.
She wrote, I Will Always Love You.
I mean, yeah, that was a Whitney. I mean, she wrote it and Whitney Houston really made it
big. I thought
you
were going to say that was a Whitney Houston song.
No. I mean, I know it was her song, but Whitney Houston sang it better, right? That's what I think.
Oh, really?
I think they both treated the song incredibly well.
Well, I mean, obviously, Dolly is, I mean, we know what she's known for.
Her theme park?
Yeah.
You know Dollywood? She has a place in Branson, doesn't she?
Okay, let me put it this way.
Around the bush, okay?
I've been to Pigeon Forge. That's a really beautiful park there.
So I will give you guys a quote.
For the people in that part of Tennessee.
Yeah.
I will give you guys a quote from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I'm going to go back some years. This is a little history.
Way back.
This is a little history since we're doing history today on our Country Tom. Johnny Carson said...
For those who don't know who Johnny Carson was...
He's before Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Anyways, he said this. And this is a quote from Johnny Carson, all right, from his show. I don't think this would fly today, but he said...
Do you think it's going to fly on this radio station?
Maybe. He said, I would give a whole paycheck to take a peek underneath what's going on in your dress. That's what he said on one of his...
Yeah.
Oh my, that would never happen now.
No, he would get canceled, wouldn't he?
The hashtag me too, no.
She loved it. They loved it both.
Well, yeah, Dolly is...
She rolls with the punches.
Along. Yeah, but she knows she
I
obviously...
I guess the question is what would you guys give to take a peek? Would you give a paycheck stub? Would you give...
Chelsea.
What would you?
Well, sorry,
Chelsea.
You guys answered
Country
more
Tom's
than me.
Uncomfortable.
We'll I'm start comfortable
Chelsea.
Too.
Chelsea, how much would you
like
give?
I need some more insight on when I come in and do this because
this is just a quote I'm going by. So I'm just saying, like, how much?
How much would I don't need to see them?
Okay.
So $0.
All right, Tom.
Yeah.
I have an imagination. I don't.
Oh.
Oh, you have. Oh. You don't need money. You have an imagination.
How much would you?
I don't know if I would. I think that they're the same that they looked 40 years ago.
I think she probably has to get them redone every so often. Shirley,
really?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Touched up.
Little lift.
What does Shirley have to do with this?
Yeah. that's the name of the left one.
Oh my God. Do you think they, I bet, this is crass of me, but I bet they do have names.
Beth and Shirley.
Beth and Shirley. What about like Jolene and who? What person is she singing about? Which one's Jolene?
Maybe
I think it's 925.
925.
It's really probably.
The only person who may know, one of two people who may know, is Dolly and her husband Carl.
All right. Well, we'll leave it up to them.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, we love you.
We do.
We will always love you, whether you go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not. What a wonderful lady.
She's the
best. And an iconic figure.
With an iconic figure.
Watch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.